I'm sure there's a good reason for this request, he said. Of course. A matter of grave national security? Not really. Just a few favors for old friends. Old friends? Do you know these men? No. But I know their friends. The lie was so obvious, the president almost jumped at it. How could Teddy know the friends of three judges who just happened to be serving time together? Nothing would come from grilling Teddy Maynard. Nothing but frustration. And the president would not stoop that low. He would not beg for information he'd never get. Whatever Teddy's motives were, he would take them to his grave. This is a bit confusing, the president said with a shrug. I know. Let's leave it at that. What's the fallout? Not much. The families of the two kids who were killed in Yellowstone might squawk, and I wouldn't blame them. How long ago was it? 3.5 years. You want me to pardon a Republican federal judge? He's not a Republican now, Mr. President. They have to swear off politics once they take the bench. Now that he's been convicted, he can't even vote. I'm sure if you granted clemency, he'd become a big fan of yours. I'm sure he would. If it'll make matters easier, these gentlemen will agree to leave the country for at least 2 years. Why? Might look bad if they return home. Folks will know that they somehow got out early. This can be kept very quiet. Did the judge from California pay the taxes he tried to evade? He did. And did the guy from Mississippi repay the money he stole? Yes, sir. All the questions were superficial. He had to ask something. The last favor had dealt with nuclear spying. The CIA had a report documenting widespread infiltration of Chinese spies in and through virtually all levels of the U.S. nuclear arms program. The president learned of the report just days before he was scheduled to visit China for a highly touted summit. He asked Teddy to come have lunch, and over the same chicken and pasta, he asked that the report be held for a few weeks. Teddy agreed. Later, he wanted the report modified to place more blame on prior administrations. Teddy rewrote it himself. When it was finally released, the president deflected most of the blame. Chinese spying and national security versus three obscure ex-judges. Teddy knew he would get the pardons. If they leave the country, where will they go? The president asked. We're not sure yet. The waiter brought coffee. When he was gone, the president asked, "Will this in any way hurt the vice president?" And with the same expressionless face, Teddy said, "No. How could it? You tell me. I have no clue what you're doing." "There's nothing to worry about, Mr. President. I'm asking for a small favor. With a little luck, this will not be reported anywhere." They sipped their coffee, and both wanted to leave. The president had a full afternoon with more pleasant matters. Teddy needed a nap. The president was relieved it was such a benign request. Teddy was thinking, if you only knew. "Give me a few days to do the background," the president said. "These requests are pouring in, as you might guess. Seems everybody wants something now that my days are numbered." "Your last month here will be your happiest," Teddy said with a rare grin. "I've seen enough presidents to know." After 40 minutes together, they shook hands and promised to talk in a few days. There were 5 ex-lawyers at Trumbull, and the newest one was using the library when Argro entered. Poor guy was up to his elbows in briefs and legal pads, working feverishly, no doubt pursuing his last feeble appeal. Spicer was rearranging law books and managing to look sufficiently busy. Beach was in the chamber, writing something. Yarber was absent. Argro removed a folded sheet of white paper from his pocket and gave it to Spicer. "I just saw my lawyer," he whispered.
"What is it?"
Spicer asked, holding the paper. It's a wire confirmation. Your money is now in Panama. Spicer looked at the lawyer across the room, but he was oblivious to everything except his legal pad. Thanks, he whispered. Argro left the room, and Spicer took the paper to Beach, who examined it carefully. Their loot was now safely guarded by the First Coast Bank of Panama.